Welcome to the subscribers only segment of this week's Deep Look. And for this week, without Charlie still, he didn't return between when we recorded the regular show and the subscriber segment. I'm keeping with our three guests that we had on the show, and I'm going to talk to each of them about who has failed to live up to their expectations this season. Who's been the disappointment from what they thought they could see from that team in the beginning of the year? Basically, you could call this like the bulletin board show, because we're just going to offer up some kindling for the fire of a couple of teams that we had really high hopes for, and so far they haven't come up. So Daniel Prentice will be talking about the women's division again, Colin Clausen in the mixed, and Edward Stevens in the men's division, and I'll give my thoughts as well. Really appreciate you subscribing. If you haven't told anybody about the subscription options, how much you enjoy it, you know, feel free to. We appreciate your support. Helps us do the work that we do in the depth that we try and do it. So thank you, and enjoy our thoughts from these three awesome reporters. And now we get to welcome back to the show a good friend of the show and hardest working man in show business, Daniel Prentice, Tallahassee-based reporter. Who do you think, looking back at like your preseason expectations, what you would have thought coming into the year, what team do you feel like has really fallen short of what you expected?
For me, that has to be Chicago Nemesis. Before the season, I really, you know, had them pegged as a legitimate quarterfinals contender. They went into Nationals last year as the 9th seed after having a pretty strong regular season. Were upset by Wildfire in pool play, and so ended up going 0-3 in the pool. But they brought back, you know, the vast majority of their roster, added some strong players as well, and they didn't even earn a bid for the Great Lakes. As close as they were, I think that has to be a pretty big disappointment for a team that, you know, on paper looked like it probably should have been a contender for winning at least one game in the bracket at Nationals. Now in very real danger of not making it at all. Now, I will say I still think they have a very real chance of making it at Nationals. They'll, you know, almost certainly be in that final with Rival, who, as you mentioned, Keith, is a little bit, you know, weaker without Sophie Knowles. So I think they're very capable of winning that game. But just the fact that they've not really been anywhere near that top 10 conversation in the latter half of the season, to me, has been pretty disappointing.
And it's got to be frustrating because they had their shots. I mean, they just couldn't really step up in the bigger moments when they needed to. And they took some really tough L's that put them in a bad spot in the rankings. And I think it's been a tough season, probably a frustrating one for Nemesis. But they still have the series to look forward to. I agree that I like the talent on the roster, but we got to see them put it together in some way that really makes sense in order for them to deliver. It just feels like the O-line and the D-line just never going at the same time. Like never, obviously they're never literally going at the same time, but they right. Like, they just can't really get both lines playing well at the same time. They're just not in good form. We'll talk more about this as we get close to Nationals, but I appreciate you coming on the show, Daniel, and always glad to have you. Friend of the show, Daniel Prentice, talking with the women's division here. Coming up next, we are going to have Edward Stevens to talk a little bit about the men's division. Prentice, we'll catch you later.
Thanks, Keith. Always a pleasure.
Well, loyal listeners, we are now blessed by the presence of Edward Stevens covering the men's division. He was with us for the pro championships in Philly. You know, nether cut injury withstanding. Love the ability of the O-line to just grind you into dust. They have enough horses on defense to go out and take the disc away from somebody. I think they're a team that, if they're playing efficiently, can be really scary. You've got a takeover guy in Ben Laurie that, you know, is capable of going up against even the most elite defenses and coming out on top. So all the recipe, I think, there for Bravo to make a run if the stars align for them. That maybe is not a path that's available to every team, certainly not teams outside of the top 10.
We'll see, Keith.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's going to be playing the game. Everybody's going to have a chance to take their picks and put their not non-money where their mouth is, but maybe I'll be taking Bravo. We'll see. We'll see how things shake out. Who, looking at where you, what you expect to come into the year, you know, start of the club season, nothing but optimism. Everybody's on the even footing. Who do you feel like has fallen short of your expectations? Who's let you down?
You know, this might just be because familiarity breeds, well, not contempt, but disappointment sometimes. But you know, my local boys, Chain Lightning, I think need to pick it up. I had thought that they were ready to push for pre-quarters and make a serious challenge at quarterfinals. I haven't seen that so far out of them this year. You know, I was expecting them to be somewhere in that 8-12, 8-13 range. And, you know, right now they're sitting at 17 in our power rankings, and that feels about right. I think they're going to get tested in a way that they won't particularly like at Southeast Regionals. I think there are a couple of hungry teams coming up behind them. So I know a lot of those guys. Great people, great players. I want to see it. I think they're better still, but they've been a little disappointing so far.
Yeah, I'm not sure what John Stubbs' status is for them. I know he was out for part of Elite Select.
He was.
Big difference maker for Chain. But you're right that it feels like the team has been building and going in the right direction, and failure to continue to do that can quickly turn into being stagnant. And, you know, it's a team that we're kind of been waiting to take that next step and start fighting for your quarterfinal spots and to get upsets over elite teams. And it feels like they just haven't really crossed that line, and they've remained stuck in that middle tier of the top 25. Edward Stevens joining us, Athens-based reporter on the men's division. Coming up next, we'll have Colin Clausett. You're listening to Deep Look. I'm gonna close the case. Yeah, yeah. I can't wait no more, man. I gotta blow today. Popping on the west side, cause it's where I stay. We're now joined by Colin Clausett, our Seattle-based mixed division reporter. So, Colin, you know, if you rewind back to the beginning of the season and what you expected out of this year, which team do you think has failed to meet the expectations you had of coming in for them this year?
You know, there's a lot of hype about Blackbird this year. That San Francisco team picked up a lot of really good former Revolver players and former Nightlock players. And I think a lot of us were expecting them to sort of be in the mix for, you know, certainly the semis for all the sort of regular season tournaments and be able to make a pretty deep run at Nationals this year. And they just haven't quite made it happen. They had a lot of close losses at Pro Elite and just weren't able to quite get over that hump, even though they were in some good position to win. And it just didn't materialize at the U.S. Open either. I think all their wins there were over international squads who were a fair bit behind the talent levels that were coming in from the U.S. So I think Blackbird, you know, coming in as a potential contender for the semis or even the finals at Nationals and sort of putting together as inconsistent a season as they did, they sort of headline my list of disappointments right now.
That's probably the easiest one. I mean, I wish I could echo your sentiments, but in the interest of diversity, I mean, I guess I'm going to go with Snake Country. I mean, this is a team that so much talent on paper, but I don't see that talent being put out onto the field in the same way. I mean, I don't know if it's an issue of how they're deploying their team or people wanting to be in specific roles, but I feel like they have capped their own ceiling somehow with their play this year. And even though they're ranked really highly in our rankings, and even though, you know, they ended up going 3-3 at pro championships, they reached the semifinal, but it feels kind of hollow to me that they reached that semifinal. I mean, they did it beating Toro, Jug Handle, and a Slow White team that's been underperforming most of the year. I think that Slow White win is their best win of the year. Otherwise, you know, they beat Mischief. They beat Ellipsis, which would count pretty highly if it actually counted. But, I mean, other than that,
they've only lost to really great teams. Shame being the, I think, the lowest ranked team that they've lost to, but just not a lot of marquee wins. They're like 1-7 or whatever against the other top eight teams. And I thought this was a team that was going to be in the mix for a national championship. And I think in many ways they still are, but if they play in the series the way I think they played during the regular season, I don't think they're going to make it out of quarters.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I wonder if some of these super teams that we saw from last year, like Space Heater, would also be a contender for sort of a disappointment this year. I wonder if because they've been forced to play in so many more marquee tournaments and there's that much more like intel about who they are and how they play, it's harder for them to really get a jump on teams the way they did last year.
Yeah, and in some ways, maybe they've been like kind of forced to formalize in a way that they like preferred not to last year. I mean, I think some of the appeal last year was having a little bit more of a casual vibe. I think being able to do things at your own pace, go to the tournaments you want to go to, travel where you want to travel. And, you know, now they're a little more in the loop in the league or whatnot under the management of USA Ultimate. So, maybe that's taken some of the shine and the fun off of it for these teams. And it's still so talented, but it just feels like we haven't really seen those results yet. Colin, appreciate you coming on the show and hanging out with us. Colin Clausett, Seattle-based reporter on the Mixed Division. Stick around. When you come back, we will wrap things up with this episode of Deep Look. That's going to wrap us up here for this week's Deep Look subscriber only edition. Appreciate you joining us for it. Charlie should be back in rotation next week as we get ready for regionals. So see you there. I make 20 racks to wrap up on the stage, huh? I invested that right back to my estate, huh? Dinner table, everyone gonna get a play, Started with $5 bills, shoot for dollars in the veil. I'm in the villa, I'm counting.